who's thrilled to be back from the weekend.
Yay!
No, buddy. Davey, that was a lie.
Okay, yeah. Scratchy voice.
Yay. Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be here. Yay.
Mm.
That was also a lie.
Flat.
No. We got a fun show here for you today, man. We definitely will. We're going to talk about the storm. Not that you haven't heard enough about that already. We've got, we'll talk about some of the festival over the weekend. We've got some people in studio who went to that. So we'll recap that. And we got more homemade vessels washing up on shore. Have you guys seen these recently?
No. What's this about?
Homemade boats washing up on shore, they think from Cuba.
Oh.
Yeah, there were two last week. There's one this week.
Wow.
You can trade up.
You can trade up?
I said you can trade up your boat.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You know what? 904 Marine.
Is that it?
Yeah. The world just donated 904 Marine to us.
Thank you.
That's great.
We all have our own boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not in great shape, though. They're all not made out of real boat material.
Yeah. Neither's yours.
Sponsored by Build Pepsi cans or something. Yeah.
All right. So we will talk about all that stuff. And Troy, this is Troy's Super Bowl right now. We are in the middle of nasty weather.
Oof.
And Troy, our resident weatherman, has been prepping all morning to make sure we get you a good and accurate storm synopsis.
You guys should see him. He's totally in, entrenched here.
He's in the zone.
But hey, how's it going?
See? Yeah. He's got an earpiece in. It's just a hearing aid, but
and the battery's dead.
The voices that he's hearing are all in his head. that's our weatherman. All right, man. Before we get into the show, I will remind you, we got some swag up there for you. If you want to get some swag, and who doesn't, man? We got a lot of orders over the weekend. A lot of people liking the shirts, man. A lot of people happy that they can get any color shirt they want.
Good.
In there in the 904 store, and you can access that by using the smartphone app. It is free for your, smartphone. So we got shirts, we got shoes, we got hats, we got a lot of stuff in there for you. It all says 904 on it. Pretty great way for you to represent your city.
Isn't that nice?
It is. So check that out in the smartphone app. Also want to tell you that our friends at Old City Homes are the banner sponsor here for this show. If you are looking for a brand new house, you can call our banner sponsor, Old City Homes. Did you know? Of course you did. Jerry at Old City Homes has built over 350 brand new houses right here in St. Augustine and surrounding areas, and has been helping hardworking people own their first brand new house. Now is the time to be looking. If you are ready for a new house, who's not? Give Jerry a call and see what he has available for you. 904-466-9505. If you can get a house right now, you're going to be paying a lot less every single month in most cases.
Absolutely.
Than $2,500 a month for rent, which is unreasonable. Bozard Ford. Bozard Ford Lincoln.
Step ball change into Bozard Ford.
I didn't lose my place at all. I was trying to segue, but a good segue would not have been. Speaking of unreasonable, that was just the only one available to me.
Tripped over your feet there.
I couldn't go with that. Bozard Ford Lincoln is proud to have served the St. Augustine community for three generations. And Bo Bozard just had a birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Bo Bozard!
Yeah.
Don the.
I love the
yeah.
On the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, you're going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in our area. They have a state-of-the-art service department, a quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership complete without a stop at Ford's garage for one of their signature burgers. Everything from delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between. The team at Bozard Ford Lincoln, ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They are Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, and BHF Insurance, as well as 44 Spanish Street Inn. We will talk about a little bit later, but first, good morning officially to everybody.
Hey, happy Monday.
It's Monday.
Motivational.
Yeah. That's what
Motivational Monday.
We had a great weekend. It was hard to it was hard to get back to a Monday. Yeah.
I'm glad
I slept good last night.
Me too.
Did you sleep good last night?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's always nice when you wake up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I woke up just have a good refreshed feeling.
Yeah. Oh, I moved too quick.
Well, you jinxed that, Troy. All right. Clay, how you doing back there in the booth?
He worked all weekend.
We were having fun.
Clay was not happy that you mentioned how well you slept last night. He's out there thinking.
Yeah, I was very jealous of that.
He probably slept pretty good. It's just he had a long weekend.
Did have a long weekend. Long weekend, man. All right. Well, do we have a question of the day to start off this week? All right.
Question of the day. Today is National Pancake Day.
Okay.
So describe your favorite pancake.
The ones from 44 Spanish Street Inn.
Yeah. Blueberry pancakes with 904 blueberries in them. You know what? I will say my favorite pancake was when me and my brother and my dad used to make pancakes as a kid. Mm-hmm. And he would let us experiment with putting all types of stuff in the batter. Like, we would put syrup right there in the batter.
Yeah.
So that the pancake tasted like syrup without having to put any on it. You know, you mess around and put different ingredients in there. But it was just the process of doing that with the family and experimenting.
And that's not too far from mine either. Mine is just a Bisquick, you know, pancake mix, standard pancake mix. And then I throw some brown sugar in there. And like you said, I just kind of add a little bit to it.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you, and it's part of the process because pancakes are so easy.
Mm. Yeah,
they're so easy. It's like the simplest but yummiest food.
Yeah,
so fun. I got to go with a chocolate chip pancake though. That's always a standard. I love that. Mm-hmm. A dark chocolate. Yeah, so good.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong there.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
You didn't have chocolate.
If you order it at Denny's, it just takes like 900 years to get it, right? It just takes forever.
Yeah, right, it's like it's a pancake. What are you guys doing back there?
Where is it?
Yeah.
And then the worst thing is a cold pancake at the restaurant.
Yeah, that's that's not good.
And it only takes like 3 seconds for it to get cold.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you order a bunch of stuff with your pancake.
I'm going to ask a really dopey Davey question. What's the difference between a griddle cake and a pancake? Right? Have you ever seen it on a menu? I mean, that's really the same thing.
I don't think a griddle cake has anything. I mean, it's not a flour. I think a griddle cake is more like a grit.
Is it?
Thing.
Oh, I have no idea because I never ordered it.
I've never ordered a griddle cake.
But they look like pancakes.
You're right, Troy.
I don't know what a griddle cake is.
I think it's basically just a pancake.
Yeah. Right? Maybe they just make it fancy.
A griddle cake? Who calls it a griddle cake?
What is that? What is it when you go travel on 95 and a Crackle Barrel? I think they call it griddle cake there. I might be right. I might be wrong. Yeah.
Is it crackle?
Crackle! Yeah! The crackle.
You're crackle bear. I am my mother's son. We say what we say. It comes out of our mouths.
Now adding letters in.
Crackle barrel. I don't know. A griddle cake, I think it's just a pancake, but they want to say it in a fancier way.
Okay.
I'm Googling.
Yeah. Like shop with it.
Well, Clay's giving his answer. I'm Googling.
Wow, we're in this.
Clay, let's hear it.
I need to know.
New bollocks.
Plain.
Okay, plain
with some.
I appreciate you giving me enough time to Google anything, Troy.
I mean, plain with some log cabin syrup.
Okay, okay.
Log cabin.
What about Cairo syrup? Anybody ever have the Cairo syrup?
My mom used to like that one. Yeah, it's like the heavier, right?
It is, man. Yeah, it's like cough syrup.
Yeah.
My dad used to really love the Cairo syrup.
Yeah.
Cheap. Clear syrup?
Yeah, what was the clear about?
That made me feel like no additives, right?
It's the same as the pancakes, all it looks like.
Is it really?
Okay. I'm looking at it. It looks the same. It's like just drizzled over and stuff.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Okay.
Same thing? Sure the specialist.
I don't know why the hell you call it a griddle cake. It's a
pancake. Just to get fancy.
I love it. Who the hell does that?
Get it!
Now I'm angry. I was having a good Monday. Now I'm angry. Calling it a griddle cake.
What kind of marketing is that?
Yeah.
You know, next time you go into a place, you're going to order a griddle cake and see what they bring you.
You got to eat griddle cakes. Here at the Crackling Barrel.
What kind of griddle cake y'all got?
Crackling Barrel. It's like the Crackle Barrel outlet.
Well, at least we know they're not made out of grits.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was interesting, that picture he painted.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there are grit cakes too. So,
there are.
Are there?
Yeah. I mean, like they're cakes made out of grits.
Yeah. And some places, that's how they serve their grits.
Like a flat biscuit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So,
all right. That said, it's time for a quick check of the weather.
All right, it's going to be nice today.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by our great friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at GEAuction.com. We are going to give you a much more extensive weather report here soon. Our weatherman has been working very, very hard.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, he's talking to himself.
He's very nervous.
You told me I had to give an update. I'm not prepared.
I think you were checking the other ear last time.
He's got two satellites going, too.
He's busy. He's got lots of people.
Yeah, the barometric pressure.
Yeah, none of them are real.
Yeah. Checking the barometric pressure, wind mitigation on the right.
There you go. Oh, man.
Griddle cakes on the left.
Yeah, God bless. Well, I guess let's let Troy shine here. Now is your time to shine, Troy. Let's get our Hurricane Ian update out of the way right now. What are we looking like for the next few days? And when is this thing going to hit us? And is it going to hit us at a Category 2 or a Category 4,
yeah,
Troy?
What's up?
Who the hell's Ian?
Oh.
Oh, he might. Chip Cantori's in Clearwater.
Well, yeah, that's what I hear.
Okay, so he's in Clearwater.
Yeah.
So I still believe it's going to go a little further north, and I think it's going to kick Steen Hatchie's ass. So I feel bad for Steen Hatchie.
Okay.
But we're on the tougher side. It's a big storm. So we're going to get a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's a huge storm.
A lot of rain. And actually, a report's coming out right now on if it's shifted at all overnight. So, you know, just keep an eye on it. Get your battery, like we said on Friday, get your batteries, get gas in your car, do all these things that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, before it gets here. If it gets here, and when the worst part looks like it's going to be Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So enjoy today, because today is going to be a really nice day.
Jeez, that's what that sounded like.
Go frolic in the park one last time there.
Enjoy it. Say goodbye to your loved one.
No, I didn't say it like that.
Yes, everything you did. Yes, you did. You said enjoy today.
It's going to be a really nice day today. It's going to be a really nice day today.
Yeah.
And, you know, just as long as you're prepared.
Fill the bathtub up with water. Before.
I don't think you fill the bathtub up with water. I don't think that's a thing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
No. I was told to do a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Do you do that?
If you don't have water. If you don't have water.
Oh, just for this purpose of having water?
That way, if they turn off your water.
Yeah, you need to flush the toilet.
You didn't have a scoop, you put it in the back of your toilet, and you can flush your toilet.
Yeah. That's the pressure thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You live by yourself, so I have two other grown men who live with me. So I'll fill up my bathtub so we can flush the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're clear.
Good precaution. Okay. Good precaution. Right,
yeah. But just keep an eye on it. Everyone has the same technology in front of them. You know, just what I've seen before, I believe it's going to brush up against the west coast of Florida and do some damage over there. And we're going to be on the windy side of the storm.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And the rule is you hide from the wind and run from the water. So if you're in a flood area and stuff like that, just you really need to keep an eye on it. You need to do with your your property.
Yeah. Well, what do you do? Do you have a raft? Like, how are you handling this?
I will run from the water.
Okay.
If this storm comes, I will evacuate.
Oh wow.
Keep an eye on it with my cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Because that's usually. I mean, I usually will screenshot and send you guys. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Again.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go again.
Jeez. Yeah.
So, but I mean, get all the supplies you need. I mean, you should have a lot of them anyway, but just double check your hurricane supplies.
I got to get that generator out. Yeah. Damn it. I got to check it.
Got to crank it up today.
Crank up that generator today. Make sure it's functioning. And also, I saw a good tip on social media over the weekend. Plug it into your refrigerator if you can for a couple hours. And if it runs your refrigerator for a couple hours, you should be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just don't run it inside, please.
Yeah, do not.
Run it inside, you'll die.
Good job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the most dangerous things. Yeah. Run it in very, very clearly open air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stores are already running out of water.
Yeah, what's that?
I was at Publix. I was at Publix, so.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and the shelf was completely empty.
Wow. So. Yeah. Okay. So, if any of our listeners or watchers out there have tips on where we still have water in St. John's County, please drop it in the comments. Yeah.
Let people know. Fill up stuff.
Yeah.
Fill up pitchers. I mean, fill up stuff.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Put some water in the freezer.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay.
You guys, I mean, you know,
Be smart. Think ahead.
Unless you just got here.
Yeah.
You should know what did.
Right. You should know what to do. Lots of them did. Yeah.
We need a big graphic like the news. Tracking the tropics. Yeah.
And that's with what they Troy. Do. And they all show the exact same thing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. They all show the hurricane symbols.
They all show the exact same thing. And the spaghetti's still going in a lot of different directions. But
yeah,
most of them are kind of heading pretty much due north towards Steen Hatchie in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then hitting that kind of curve over to us. Yeah.
Yeah. When it hits land, it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the earlier it hits land, if it hits land early, then we're going to be in pretty much right in the middle of it. But if it stays along and hits land further up the state, then we should be fine. It should miss us to the north.
And I think right now it's currently projected to hit us at a Category 2, but that's been changing a little bit.
Yeah, and if it comes across the state, it's going to lose power as it's on land.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, it's picking up juice right now. In the Gulf.
Yeah.
Because of the warm water.
Yeah. And they're in that warm water.
Shallow, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. All right. So be prepared. Get your water. Get your batteries. Get your flashlights. Flashlights super important if you lose power.
Snacks. Get the snacks.
Yep. You always eat them on day one.
Oh, I know.
I know. Yeah, they never
lie. Every time.
Yeah.
They just stare at you.
I know. Lots of peanut M&Ms.
Because you put them like, okay, if I have to evacuate, I'm taking these snacks with me.
Yeah.
But then they stare at you.
Yeah, they're just
you
there
get to the point in the bag. Fault. You're like, I can't just wrap this up and like leave eight. You got to finish the bag. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I have a 19 and 21 year old. Yeah. Snacks don't make it.
They don't
snacks.
Make it.
Yeah.
Lots of snacks. You got to buy
three. You know, three pets. Yeah. Snacks don't make it.
No.
Because the kids share with the pets.
Oh, okay. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just no chocolate. Right.
No chocolate.
No.
My boys don't like chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's not even something you have to worry about. Yeah.
Well, that's the only thing I know is protected.
Yeah. Troy, stocked up on chocolate snacks.
I have chocolate. Yeah. I have chocolate.
All right. Let's see. You guys go to any of the festival excitement over the weekend?
Yeah, I went. I went Friday and Saturday.
Did you?
The music was great, and the crowds were excellent. Everyone was in a good mood.
Okay.
Some really, really talented people.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So, and where did you go? Who did you see?
Well, I went to Colonial Oak. I went to PK first thing on Friday.
Okay.
Then I went to Colonial Oak Friday night and Tradewinds. And then Saturday, I dropped in Prohibition Kitchen. It was slammed.
Mm.
And Colonial Oak, where Mac McAnally was at, I couldn't get in the crowd. I was just like, I mean, you can get in.
Yeah.
But it was like, I'm too short. I mean, it's one of those where you stand around and you're like, okay, all right, I'll just stand out here and hear it just as good. So the crowds were big. They were really big and into it. So, and Clay was at PK all weekend. So
yeah, Clay, how did your weekend go?
I was at PK. It was good. But I swung by the Oak after in the break I had, and it was already like full to the brim. And the guy said they tripled after that.
So yeah,
wow. It must have been way over capacity.
It was like, I mean, it was like so many people in there.
Jeez, so fun.
Yeah. No, it makes it fun, but like I said, David, you could have seen it. I couldn't see it.
The giraffe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to go there. You could have put Troy on your shoulders, David.
I could. Yeah, we could have done that. That would have been great.
That would have looked great.
Yeah.
My
buddy and me.
Then I'd have been up in the trees, and then I wouldn't have been able to see again.
You could have just climbed up into a tree and had a great seat.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
In the clouds.
Yeah. I don't think Davey would get me down. Davey would be like, it's too crowded, leave. And then I'd be like, who's getting me down? Stuck up.
The pirates. They're your friends.
I'd be like the cat.
The pirates.
They love him.
Arr, mate. They're cutting down tree limbs and just falling Troy out of a tree.
Great. You are like the town Cheshire cat, though. Absolutely, from Alice in Wonderland. That just makes sense to me, yes.
Yeah, the pirates would come get me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they would.
The town Cheshire cat.
Yeah. That is totally him.
Nobody's ever described you that way, I don't think.
Troy. I don't think so. I don't smile.
Most would give you the Mad Hatter, but I really think that you're the Cheshire Cat.
Oh, yeah. Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Mad Hatter fits.
He was loosey goosey, though. Troy is kind of put together when he's in public. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he likes to start trouble.
Yeah, I do. I think Cheshire Cat's actually a better description of my personality.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. Mad Hatter's just all over the place.
Mad Hatter. Being one of the word origins on bollocks 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
It had more to do with the chemicals affecting the person that put together the hats. So it didn't come. I thought it came from Alice in Wonderland.
Interesting.
But it actually came from hat makers.
Huh.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I guess I would have known that if I saw the bollocks.
you didn't stick around the whole time.
Hands down. Oh. Yeah.
I don't.
Tell me you're at least one of my time. 1 minute viewers.
I usually check in for about 60 seconds at a time to give you credit for a 1 minute view.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, man. Let's see. It's time for the Gas Buddy Gas Report.
All right.
Woohoo. Yeah.
$2.99.
I don't think we're at $2.99 yet, but we're getting close. We're getting close. The gate is pushing us that way. The gate on Mizell Road is at the top of the list here today. 323, 1900 Mizell Road, 323.
Okay.
You got your Circle K at 715-207, 324. Our Sunoco holding their line there at 329, 2199 North Ponce de Leon Boulevard. They're in third place right now. The Mobil and Circle K, 800 South Ponce, is at 329 as well. Then you got to jump up there at the Shell at 2350 North Ponce. They're at 330, and it all just goes up from there.
What's the storm going to do to these gas prices, do you think?
Oh, it's a good question. Sometimes it brings them up.
Oh, God.
Sometimes it does bring them up, but I haven't seen that
yet. There'll be people that get in trouble for it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the comptroller will monitor that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But there'll still be people that'll try and push that envelope, and then they get smacked and get fined.
Mm. Yep.
So
yeah, watch out for that price gouging.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, they do it, and then the comptroller comes in and just basically goes... They get fine. That's the sound they make.
That's the sound they make.
That sounds like a piranha. Yeah.
You've just been controlled. At Gas Buddy Gas Report. Brought to you by our friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn. You can relax and indulge and explore your perfect St. Augustine staycation. They're located in the heart of downtown historic St. Augustine. 44 Spanish Street Inn is the perfect spot to put visiting guests, family, or just to get away for the day. Do something good for yourself. Go to 44SpanishStreetIn.com and book your next visit and order the pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Order the pancakes. All right, man. We got some live music coming to town today and tonight here in St. John's County. And we will start that list by mentioning Jim Lamb.
Yay!
Jim Lamb going to be at the Milltop at noon. We got Josh Tennessee Worthy going to be at Tradewinds at 1 o'clock. He's also going to be at the Milltop at 4:30. Corian Tax just had him in studio.
Yeah.
He's going to be at Celestino's Wine Room.
Okay.
4:30. We got Mark Hart. That's a new one. Tradewinds, 5 o'clock. Smoke and Joe Shower at A1AO works at 5 o'clock. Clayton Bush.
Oh, is that new?
That sounds new.
All right.
6 o'clock, Prohibition Kitchen. And Stu Weaver, Harry Seafood Bar and Grill at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Stu Weaver, yeah.
Stu Weaver got a
Davey. Go ahead, Stu Weaver.
And one of the good things about this weekend's festival is some of the other places that still had live music, the crowds weren't as big there. So you could really get in there and enjoy. Dewey was at the backyard.
Yeah.
So you can get in there and you could enjoy it. And there was a really good singer at Saturday night. There was a good singer at Pierre's Pub. I mean, there was some really good music still around town that wasn't even part of the songwriter stuff.
Cool.
But it made it actually a really, really good weekend.
Kind of made it feel like it was a part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Exactly.
Awesome.
It did.
Love that.
Very good. Hey, now it is time to tell you about our friends at Fidus Roofing. Very, very important. You should have been listening to us throughout the entire year when we were telling you hurricanes are upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks ago was the best time to get your roof inspected. Because if you had damages then, they could have been documented before the hurricane came. But now you're going to have to pay that crazy hurricane deductible for the same damages. Unless you call Fidus Roofing right now. I don't know. Maybe there's still a chance.
Pictures. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get them up there on your roof. Get them to do a free roof inspection. They're a local company for over 15 years. They want to make sure you're in good shape. They're also a master elite contractor for St. John's County. And that allows them to offer warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call today at 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
They do. All right, man. It is a moronic Monday. Moronic Monday.
Oh. Yes.
Well, I love talking about morons to start the week. I really do.
It's just inspiration.
It is. It is inspiration on what we should not be doing.
How low can you go?
That's it. Did you see this? The man who protested Jets by burning his arm at Roger Federer's most recent tennis match?
What?
Oh, this is just
okay. They get weird at the tennis.
Oh, there he is. Look at that. He's sitting on the tennis court. Sitting on the actual tennis court. I don't know how he got on the tennis court. Lit his arm on fire. Protesting during London's Laver Cup tournament. Hours before legend Roger Federer was set to play his final professional match. The Sun shared footage of the man sitting in the middle of the tennis court with his arm in flames before three men rushed the court to put out the fire and escort the protester away.
It looks like he's got that gel on.
That's exactly what I thought,
that
Troy.
That face is not real.
Go in there close and you see. Like, I see something there.
If it wasn't that gel, it would be like around his arm.
Phew,
he needs a call.
Yeah.
Because so you think he just smeared a strip of that gel?
Yeah, I think.
But still, that gel shouldn't go on bare skin.
It still should be. It's still hot, but it's not like the face he's making. Right. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
He's
got not a real protest. Okay,
Buttercup. If you're gonna be dumb, you got to be tough.
Yeah.
So, oh man. So, Rod Laver.
Oh yeah. I zoomed in. You can definitely see the gel.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. There you go.
Or maybe that's skin burning. I don't know.
Like a schmear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like gel.
Right on the skin.
Yeah. Still stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Dope.
Doesn't take away the stupidity.
No. Rhythm is not a dancer over there, Firestarter.
Yeah, and if he was going to do it, just catch your whole self on fire. I mean,
just get it all done.
Yeah. Do Chris. It for real.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Don't have acid if you're going to be stupid.
Yeah.
True.
The protester was wearing a shirt. If you guys couldn't see it in there, it said, End UK Private Jets. And UK private jets.
What's wrong with private jets?
Well, you know,
I guess the environmental.
People just say it's bad for the environment. So only private jets, though. They're not boycotting the airlines themselves, which send thousands and thousands of flights out every day and burn fuel into the atmosphere.
Right. Just the private ones.
The private ones.
They only handle a couple people.
The small ones.
And this came up this weekend because I have friends with electric cars.
Yeah.
If the power goes out.
That's what we challenged Letty last time she was on the show. She needs to go when the power runs out. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Just don't be out.
When the power goes out, how are you charging your car?
Right. Everybody, that's what I want to know.
Gas generator?
Oh.
You use more fuel in the generator.
Troy, we're taking compost and we're turning it into fuel. That's exactly what we'll be doing.
Okay. That's a tough process.
You just press down on it hard.
I mean, it's not like my e-bike. I have like a little extra battery, so I can, I have one backup.
You're right. This is a big question.
You know, but you don't have backups for your Tesla,
right? No, you do not.
What happens?
That's a
good question.
Yep. Yeah, you're screwed. Yeah.
That is a good research question though, to find out who has run out of power in a Tesla. Yeah.
Like if we have to evacuate and you decide to take your e-car and you get in traffic.
Yeah.
Yabba dabba doo, bro. That's all I got to say.
Here we go. Everybody push.
Yeah. That's a real concern.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Mm.
Wow, man. All right.
We're going to find out.
We are.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Hopefully not this week. Hopefully not this week.
Somebody let me know if you ever ran out of power.
Yeah.
They have a little generator. They have a little Honda generator in their back of their car.
Yeah. You better.
Yeah.
All right. Now, have you guys seen this new trend? It's called Sleepy Chicken.
Is this the NyQuil chicken thing?
Yes, it is.
It's disgusting.
Have you seen this?
I have seen it on the TT, yeah.
This is, well, that's exactly what's concerning people, is it's becoming a TikTok trend.
Yeah.
Right now, it's Sleepy Chicken.
Stupid.
This is a viral recipe which involves cooking poultry in Vicks NyQuil. A cough syrup, that causes drowsiness.
What'll they think of next?
Oh, well,
my chicken and dumplings causes drowsiness. I don't need help with anything else.
So what? Right? Yeah, what happens here? Like, you know, do we go euphoric, or what's the sensation of the nation on this?
I don't even know. I don't even know if it's supposed to do a euphoric thing. You know, there was that thing a long time ago. You remember Lean? Remember Lean? People were drinking prescription cough syrup mixed with Sprite.
Correct. Yeah.
And then people started doing it with just NyQuil, dumping a whole bottle of NyQuil into a 2-liter of Sprite.
Wow.
And drinking.
They have bourbon.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Why put yourself?
Why work that hard? They just have bourbon.
Right? You can still listen to the techno music. It's okay.
Wow. So the FDA is warning that even just cooking the NyQuil can get you pretty sick.
Yeah.
You get that in the pan and the fumes start bubbling up. And yeah. You could be very, very sick from just doing this. Not even from eating it.
Like a meth lab.
Just going through the process.
Ugh.
It's kind of a meth lab type of process. They use NyQuil to make meth.
Yeah.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
Golly.
Just, what are we thinking? How we have that much free time?
Yeah. Yeah, get a freaking job. You got enough time to do this.
Seriously.
Get a freaking job.
Yeah.
Why would you get a job where you could go viral on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome to today's world.
True that.
Yeah. So FDA obviously saying do not do this. This could cause death if you do it.
Yeah, just don't do it. No peace.
Yeah, just eat pancakes.
Exactly. That's world peace.
National Pancake Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't use NyQuil.
Stay away from the griddle cakes from Cracklin' Barrel.
Cracklin' Barrel. Yeah.
All right, man. So that was our moronic Monday here.
Yeah, wow.
On a Monday.
So I just don't get it.
Me neither. I'm, shaking my head.
I usually don't understand our morons on a moronic Monday. I don't think we're supposed to.
Mm.
I think it's good that none of us understand the thought process behind us.
Yeah. I don't get some of these things. That when we read them, I'm just like, how bad is your life?
Right.
You're like, I'm going to cook NyQuil.
Yeah. I'm going to just dump this over my chicken while I cook it. It's dangerous enough to cook regular chicken.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you're cooking chicken right the real way.
Yeah.
I'm still nervous to cook chicken.
You're trying to get like cool props, though. I guess that's like the whole thing. I got to tell you, I saw that documentary over the weekend. And this is only going to make your blood boil. The Bling Ring. Have you heard about these kids? They broke into, they would break into celebrities' homes and like steal stuff. This was a couple, like probably about 11 years ago. But then they're doing like a recap story on like how they... because they totally got caught and it was a major robbery thing and all these different celebrities like watches and all, and they were like wearing it on MySpace, like this is, you know, back in the day, like 2009-ish, but it was a really hot case back in the time. But they get bored. It's like the Tide Pods, you know, in the mouth. It's just they don't know what to do with themselves.
At least NyQuil is supposed to be edible, right? Or drinkable. At least it's made for a human rather than a Tide Pod.
For sure. But still, dopey.
All right, Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today?
I am just going to meander my way through on this marvelous Monday.
All right. Cool. As you do that, I will tell people that our friends at Flashes and Brilliance is St. Augustine's most trusted gold buying company. They buy gold, silver, rare coins, fine watches, and more. It's not a secret right now. A lot of us need cash, especially with the storm coming up. You need some preparedness cash. If you have old treasure, random antique coins, stuff just taking up space, you might not have any idea what it's worth, but John and Stephanie, they know exactly what it's worth, and they want to give you a top dollar for it. You could walk out of your meeting with cash today. It is very exciting. Call them at 904-540-7617. Book your complimentary appointment. It is easy and safe, and you will get the best rate for your items. Flashes and Brilliance.
Yeah.
Speaking of putting more money in your pocket, Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, BHF, they've been providing insurance and peace of mind. That's the most important part for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. BHF specializes in all types of insurance, specifically in the areas of homeowners. They have a small dedicated staff to work directly with their clients. Christy Lawrence is our St. Augustine advisor. She brings a passion and knowledge of insurance to the table while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Give them a call today and get your complimentary assessment of your current policies, 904-794-5455. All right, man, what do we got?
All right, just a lot of people commenting about the different pancakes and stuff like that. I saw a banana pecan, which sounds amazing.
That does sound
all right. Couple comments throughout the show. When we were talking about the Mad Hatter, Heather reminded me it was the mercury and how they were putting the hats together that created like people to go crazy and have Alzheimer's and do those things. So it kind of created the craziness. And Captain Mayhem said, moronic Monday. That's the reason we have these stupid warning labels on everything.
That's true.
All right,
man. Stoidum stat.
All right. So I have two television stoidum stats. The quick one is going to be 1971 Brady Bunch premiered.
Okay.
So good day.
Okay.
But in 1960 on this day, how Nixon lost the election has everything to do with the debate. He went on television, very similar type setup we have right now against Kennedy.
Mm.
He refused to wear makeup. Oh. Right. In those days, those lights were so intense and stuff like that. So he like literally started sweating and looked, I mean, it made him look sick on television.
Because he refused.
And it made him look weak. I believe he lost because it was a very close election, the 1960 election, because of this debate, because he refused to listen to the people that know about television. He's like, no, I don't need it. I'm not a crook. That was my Nixon, by the way.
mediocre.
Yeah. But he refused to wear it, and it cost him the presidency in 1960.
Wow. Okay. All right. Very interesting story to stat. That's why we all wear makeup on this show.
Yeah, obviously.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's obvious, isn't it?
The filters we use are amazing.
Thanks, Clay.
For the filters, man. Great. Great deal.
We ought to do an entire show with that crying filter.
Oh, have you ever
seen it? Yeah.
I have it on Snap, yeah.
The entire show. We're like all trying to be all happy.
Crying face. We have the ability.
Yeah.
We have the power.
That's awesome. Let's do it.
So, all right, we probably won't.
No, we won't.
That's Stardom Stat brought to you by our friends at St. Augie's Pizza, right in between Riberia and ML King. Go grab yourself a few slices tomorrow. Tomorrow, St. Augie's Pizza is open. All right, man, with that said, good show, fun show, way to start off the week, guys. Big shout out to Clay for pressing all the buttons. Big shout out to our sponsors who help us make this show possible. Old City Homes, Bozard, Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, and BHF Insurance. Click on that bell to get those alerts if you're watching on Facebook. Download the 904 Now app. It is free for your smartphone, and we will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.